Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hillary Clinton's all shook up tonight, and I'll watch it. I'll tweet live during it. I'm going to live tweet the Democratic presidential debate. My tweet list is going up by the thousands every day because I'm doing them all day long now. And, I mean, what are we going to tweet tonight? Questions we'd really like to ask of Hillary Clinton? Questions we'd really like to ask of Bernie the Socialist Sanders? You know what kind of softball questions you're going to hear. Anderson Cooper, Hillary, you're facing withering attacks about your email server and the missing internet, the missing emails. Do you personally find internet pop-up ads annoying? That would be an Anderson Cooper question. Here's another Anderson Cooper, a hardball. Real hardball. You know how tough he is. You know how tough Anderson Cooper is. Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, President Obama's deal with Iran has met with great criticism. Do you think Persian rug sales will now increase in the United States? That would be Anderson Cooper's level. Here's another one. Mrs. Clinton, ISIS power is growing as a direct result of the Arab Spring, and they're becoming more and more brutal. What is it that amazes you most about camels? Mrs. Clinton, Putin is flexing his might in Syria and becoming a leader in the region. What was your favorite part in the movie Dr. Zhivago? God. No, this is what you can expect tonight from Anderson Cooper. Here's another one. Mrs. Clinton, China is becoming an economic and cybersecurity threat to our nation. What is the best fortune you ever got from a fortune cookie? Here's another one. Mrs. Clinton, they can't ask O'Malley. Here's the only question they ask O'Malley. Excuse me, Mr. O'Malley, who are you? Nobody knows who you are. Who are you? So he's a stooge. He's a fake one. And I told you, Bernie Sanders wouldn't have lasted a day if he wasn't the creation of the Clinton machine to make her look centrist. He's a crackpot, a left-wing fanatic, a soapbox derby guy, a man who belongs in the NYU of 1930 screaming against the United States of America. He belongs as a union organizer for the ILGWU.
I tell you, when the working man takes over America,
that's who he is. So what can you ask Bernie Sanders? Nothing. So all these fake questions are going to be thrown at her. Mrs. Clinton, religious liberty is coming under fire in America. Isn't it time that Hollywood made a Flying Nun movie? And do you think Sally Field would be too old to play her, Mrs. Clinton? Mrs. Clinton, many Americans believe there is a war on Christians in this country. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Mrs. Clinton, the Supreme Court made a very controversial ruling on gay marriage this year. When buying gifts, do you use the registry or just pick something that you like? Mrs. Clinton, cops are being attacked all over America. The question is, do you prefer Batman or Superman when you go to the movies? Mrs. Clinton, race relations in this country are worse than they have been in 50 years. What is your favorite track and field event? These are the questions that you're going to expect tonight. Do you understand what I'm doing here? Mrs. Clinton, most Americans oppose illegal immigration. They want all immigration stopped from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras. Mrs. Clinton, where in this nation can you find the best enchiladas, in your opinion? Mrs. Clinton, we've just had another mass shooting in Oregon, prompting calls for more gun control. We know that you visited Oregon. Where is the best coffee shop in Portland to be found? Mrs. Clinton, the homeless population is on the rise in big cities around the country. Can you tell us can you tell us your favorite city to vacation in? That's the kind of softball questions you're going to get. You know that. They're not going to be real. And I don't know how big the event is going to be ratings-wise. We looked up what else will be on TV tonight. MTV has the hip-hop awards. My guess is they'll outdraw this debate 2-3-1. In fact, Robert, tweet that for me right now. Savage says hip-hop awards will outdraw the Democrat debate tonight. Okay, get on my Twitter list because this is going to be firing way all day. Showtime has Inside the NFL. HBO has a movie. Fox has The Grind of Scream Queens. CBS has NCIS. ABC has Fresh Off the Boat. And NBC's going to be running Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris, The Voice. I think it's going to be very poorly attended because it's a... When you have a stooge debate like this, where they're not going to go after Hillary for all of the crimes she's allegedly involved in, why would anyone watch? And speaking of that, I got to tell you something quickly. I have great hope for America surviving, and I'll tell you why. I went to a Chinese restaurant last night, and I was leafing through the menu. It's one of my favorite Chinese dumps in San Francisco. It's a Hunan place. I went in very late at night, and I looked on the menu, and there's an entire page of pork items. Now, as you well know, Barack Obama, being ever politically correct, meaning bending over backwards for Islam, banned the use of pork products in prisons in order to cater to the radical Muslims who were taking over the prisons. He said it's not for that reason. Of course, it is for the reason. But I realized in looking at the menu under the entrees, hot and spicy country-style dishes, most dishes can be made mild, ask your waiter. There's harvest pork, there's shredded pork and celery, there's shredded pork with vegetables and hot bean sauce, there's Hunan spare ribs, there's Kung Pao pork, there's Polish sausage, Robert would like that. There are other pork dishes, and I realize that the Chinese love two things that the Muslims hate, pork and alcohol. So the only hope, or the greatest hope for America right now is not Russia, it's actually China. Because I tell you right now, the Chinese are not giving up pork and beer. That's all I can tell you. They are not going to give up pork and beer. No one's putting Sharia law into China. That's all. There's hope for America. Savage Nation, 855-407-2822. Let's begin with the absolutely, you know, Anderson Cooper's a nice guy. You could see that. He is a nice guy. He's the kind of guy you'd want to have as an uncle for your children if your uncle wasn't married. He would be a nice uncle. He's the kind of guy who says, I have a niece. If you say you're married, he says, I have a niece. But that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But he's a dummy. He's just a good-looking dumbbell. I want you to listen to a montage of Anderson Cooper asking really serious questions through his career, created for you, especially for the Savage Nation.
Evander Holyfield, the former heavyweight boxing champ, as someone who's been bitten during a sporting event, what do you think when you saw that? Did you even realize what was happening? I mean, I can't imagine the shock of being bitten. When it happened to you, did you even realize what was happening? Tyson not only bit both of your ears, he also took parts of both of them off. Has it been repaired?
You're comparing yourself to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Aren't you playing into the narrative of ISIS bringing guns to a mosque while families are praying inside, wearing T-shirts that say F Islam? You don't think that's promoting violence at all?
No, I'm asking you now, do you accept that President Obama was born in the United States, bad things happening? I mean, is that really straight talk?
All right, that's a little bit of who's going to be the moderator. As you know, he's unqualified at any speed. The man is only on television because he looks good, and he's an empty suit. Everyone knows that. Now, here's another montage of the great moderator, Anderson Blooper, and his stupidest moments in clip number two.
Sorry.
Giggling?
That made me giggle every time I read it. He hasn't commented on this incident.
The giggler. The giggler.
There are some things I just won't do on TV. I won't dance, I won't sing, and...
Oh! Oh, a giggler.
Sorry, this actually never happened to me.
Oh my God, he's gone merry on us.
I have had a little bit more experience in other areas other than with guys.
I don't like this.
Oh my, where did this come
from? I must say, immensely kind of satisfying about, you know...
It's a calming experience.
It is a calming experience. It's like petting a dog or something. Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, there it is. He's a gigabyte of giggles, this guy. He's a gigabyte of giggles. So what are you going to do tonight? You're going to get excited because he's not going to ask Hillary Clinton any real questions? You're going to get mad and say, look, they attacked Trump the minute he came out of the gate. Martha Washington came out screeching, attacking him, tried to rip his eyes out, and all she did was break her fingernails. You know who Martha Washington is. You know who Martha Washington is, the Mata Hari of Fox News. But the fact is that she was vicious to Donald Trump, and it backfired on her. It backfired on her. She's lost all credibility with people who know who she is and who she works for. And I have nothing against them. I'm in the media. It's a tough business. Everyone's got to do what they got to do. We know that she works for Roger Ailes. We know that Murdoch pulls the strings. We know that he is the team owner. That team owner tells them exactly where they're supposed to go, how far they're supposed to go. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. That's the way it is. They're in favor of massive immigration into America. They never say anything against radical Islam. That's it. That's the story. No point in arguing with me. I know the inside story. That's why you listen to me. That's the opening to my show. I'm not going to take a break. I need some music right now. I need a little music, so let's have Shortest Straw by my favorite group. And you know the favorite group is, they are really my favorite group, as I grope for a little start of the music and just ad-libbing along here to get you to listen as we search. President Obama is the shortest straw imaginable. If you were to construct a person who could denigrate America so rapidly, it couldn't be done. If you were to invent somebody as a cartoon, if you were to create somebody in a laboratory who could take America down so fast, it couldn't have been done as quickly as under Barack Obama. Now, I have nothing against the man. I'm sure he's a perfect cyborg. And whoever created him, whichever CIA laboratory he was created in, they did a fabulous job. They knew exactly how to shade him. They knew exactly how to get the booming voice. As I said, Teddy Roosevelt said, talk softly and carry a big stick. And Barack Obama has reversed that. He talks loudly and carries a broken stick. He's so deranged that he says Putin is the weak one, he's the strong one. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, they love Putin so much, they're creating Putin T-shirts across the Arab land, both Sunni and Shia. Go figure. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So, you know, Columbus Day was yesterday, and of course the anti-American president couldn't miss the opportunity to attack Columbus and Columbus Day. So he said this, and this is not a satire. Only this lowlife in the White House could say a thing like this. In his proclamation for Columbus Day, President Zero acknowledged that Columbus, quote, inspired many and allowed for generations of Italians to follow. But then he continued, and he gave this knife in the guts of Columbus Day and Italian-Americans. President Zero continued, and he said, though these early travels expanded the realm of European exploration, to many they also marked a time that forever changed the world for the indigenous peoples of North America. Previously unseen disease, devastation, and violence were introduced to their lives. And as we pay tribute to the ways in which Columbus pursued ambitious goals, we also recognize the suffering inflicted upon Native Americans, and we recommit to strengthening tribal sovereignty and maintaining our strong ties. Now, this is something a junior college teacher somewhere in an unknown junior college would write in an American history class, and it's what we've come to expect from President Zero. Never miss an opportunity to besmirch an American institution, an American holiday, or an American tradition, especially when you hate America, its traditions, and its history. And that's what you put into the White House. Don't blame me. Now, what would you really like to ask Hillary tonight? I mean, you're going to watch it. Everyone knows you're going to watch it if you're political. There's not a political person in this country who, if they're near a TV set or have a phone they can turn on, is not going to watch it for 5, 6, 10 minutes. You know it's going to be nothing with Anderson Cooper because he's an empty pair of ballet tights. It's that simple. He's an empty pair of tights, this guy. You know, Ronan Farrow was a step up from Anderson Cooper. And that's who they have left now. You know, you're going to do it on CNN, at least get one of them who has some, to use an antiquated word, gravitas. Who else would you have picked to be a moderator? Certainly not Anderson Cooper. He appeals to a certain demographic. Even Wolf Blitzer, as much as I detest him, would have been a better moderator because at least he's serious. He's a serious nobody. This one is an unserious nobody. He'll ask nothing. But you know Hillary's going to get away with the virtual murders that she's associated within. Notice I didn't say with, because if I said with, I would have been. So therefore I said within. See, I saved it in the nick of time. I've said 100 times in radio, this is the toughest business in the world if you're playing it the right way, which is sort of like hockey on ice. And I, from the first day in radio, told my program director, he said, you know, you're a little hot on the radio. You got to be careful. I said, I'm the type of hockey player that likes to smash the puck against the plexiglass and really excite the fans. but you don't want that puck going through the glass, and you don't want the puck going over the glass, okay? That's the trick in radio. So, I mean, tonight, what are you going to do? You know, watch this. How much can you take of setup questions by a nobody for a nun candidate? O'Malley, no one knows who he is. Bernie Sanders, of course, is worth watching. I'm going to tune in because I know this guy is going to be hilarious. This guy's a stand-up comedian. He's pretending not to be a loser from the New York's Lower East Side of the 1930s on a soapbox in Union Square, speaking for the ILGWU about the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire.
When I take over in this country, the rich are going to pay their fair share. And not only will they pay their fair share, but I am certain that others will pay their fair share as well, especially those who have any money and anything they've achieved. They must pay their fair share because nobody has earned anything in this country, not on, except it was on the back of others. And so I think a minimum tax rate for those making more than $10,000 a year should be at least 98%, and I would make it graduated, so people should not say that I'm unfair. Anybody making more than $20,000 a year should pay 99%. Anybody making $50,000 up must pay 100% of their income as taxes. So you say, how are they going to live if they pay 100% in taxes? My answer is simple. Let them live like the others have lived with nothing. Let them go on welfare, food stamps. Let them see what it's like. I want fairness. I want equality in this society. And therefore, I think that fair taxes are the fairest way to go. And 100% is fair enough for anyone making over $50,000 a year. And as far as the millionaires and the billionaires, I tax them at 150%. So how are they going to live? Because they got plenty put away. They could sell their houses. They could sell the yachts. They could sell the cars. And they could empty the bank account. So 150% up to $10 million. 300% if you make more than $20 million. And then we'll have fairness in America. I would also take all of the street people from Black Lives Matter. And I make them all of my cabinet. Because they know how to make things run. They know how to deal drugs. They know how to sell. They know how to make a profit. They know how to buy. Know how to sell. I'm going to put them into the Department of Human Affairs. I'm going to put them into the Education Department because they speak such fine English. I'm going to take someone from Black Lives Matter to run the Health and Human Services Department since they know all about welfare. Believe me, we're going to have people on the ground who know just how to make this country work. I'm Bernie Sanders, and I'm running as a communist.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So I think at a time when we're living in a society where the people on top have almost all the income and wealth that is being generated, yes.
I heard that it, you stupid putts.
With people who may disagree with us on women's rights and on gay rights and say, let us at least come together on these other issues.
You low-life so demagogue, you.
Can retire you, with dignity.
You're the kind of, you're the kind of uncle they threw out of a house during Pesach. You're the kind of uncle that got thrown out of Seder's.
Bernie Sanders is the kind of Jew that came to a Seder and the people in his own family couldn't stand him. They threw him out. They asked him to leave before the fourth question. This guy is such a pain in the neck. The only reason he's gotten this far is because there's nobody to compete with him. You know he's a Trojan horse for Hillary Clinton. I told you that. I've told you that over and over again. She's been selected. She's been picked. No one knows who O'Malley is. He's a stooge. He's in a debate. They could, may as well pick someone off the street, O'Malley. No one knows who he is. That's number two. Bernie Sanders, he wouldn't have lasted one day if the Hillary Clinton campaign didn't create him. I told you, by sounding like what he is, a left-wing maniac, it makes her sound centrist, even though she's also a left-wing fanatic. And a grifter on top of it all, in my opinion. How does he get this far? He wouldn't last a second. He'd take a joke. It would be a polonium knish, I guarantee you. The day they don't want, if he actually surges too far, he better get a food taster. That's all I can say to you. He better watch out for a polonium knish. Now, I have a soundbite I got to play right now on the Savage Nation. God, that Chinese food was so good last night. No, I did. I got a lot of hope from it. I swear to God. Shredded pork, harvest pork, bean kirk and pork. Bean kirk and pork. Hunan spare ribs, Henry's pork. Kung Pao pork, Polish sausage. When I go out in San Francisco at night and walk around, I see the young Chinese people. It's a largely Asian city. And I see young Chinese eating and drinking. They're the only hope we have, the last bulwark against radical Islam. They're not going to accept Sharia law. Yeah, go ahead. Try to convert mainland China. Go make my day. That's why the Chinese joined the Russians, by the way, in attacking ISIS. Because they want to kill all the Uyghurs who came from Uyghur. So that's not wheatgrass juice, Uyghur. Different than wheatgrass juice. The Uyghurs are Chinese Muslims from a previous invasion going back centuries when the Arabs invaded the belly of China and converted millions of people to Islam through the sword, through the flame, through rapes. This is the history of Islam. It's always been through violence. It's not the religion of peace. Christianity, by the way, had a long period of conquest and conversion. You know that. But right now, it's Islam doing what they've been doing for 1,000 years or more, which is trying to drag everyone back to the 7th century. Anyway, the Chinese have sent their own special forces to fight alongside the Russians and to hunt down and find the Uyghurs, the Chinese Muslims, and kill them in Syria, because they don't want them coming back to cause trouble in China. Wouldn't it be nice if Barry from Honolulu said, any American who joins ISIS or Al-Qaeda, you're losing your American passport, you're not coming back here. Why is he not doing that? Answer, I don't know. Now, the more I listen to Trump, who I'm 100% for, I've told you, I mean, I don't mince words. I'm not like hedging my bet. I love Donald Trump. I think he could save America. He's truly a nationalist. In my opinion, he's as close as we're going to get to a real nationalist in this day and age. When I listen to his speeches, sometimes I think I'm listening to my own words. So I'm thinking, and this has been going on a long time because it started with one of my previous books, my 17-point plan for saving America. A lot of those points wound up in his. It's not like because I'm so smart. It's either his staffers are listening to me and writing it up as though it's their own, or he likes me so much he's listening in his limos and then channeling me because he knows that I really have a stethoscope to the heartbeat of America. 21 years, believe me, you learn some things about America. I want you to listen to him talking about the Syrian refugees and tell me if it doesn't sound familiar in clip four.
I love a safe zone for people. I do not like the migration. I do not like the people coming. Frankly, this could be the greatest Trojan horse. This could make the Trojan horse look like peanuts if these people turned out to be a lot of ISIS.
He's right. He's right. But I don't think he's the only one who said it. I know I've said it for quite a while right now, and others have said it as well. But he's willing to say what everyone knows to be true. And yes, I'm going to tell you something. In my great new book, Government Zero, which will be out in 2 weeks, you can buy it on Amazon, I have a chapter entitled Zero Strategy Against ISIS. And one of the subheads is The Enemies Within. Where is the media? We are the new good Germans. Islam's 1,000-year war in the West. Direct action for nuclear Iran. Denying the global threat. But then we zip up to chapter 7, and I write these subheads. Tell me if you agree or disagree. What country is this? Sleeper cells among us, amongst us, among us, among us. Leaving Christians to the wolves. The sleepers awaken. Importing crime. Importing disease. Importing socialism. Illegal immigration for profit. Can we get America back? And that segues nicely into Zero Religion, Lenin's Pope. And I talk about politicizing the papacy, channeling Lenin, the power of religious authority. The Pope attacks free speech. The Pope promotes junk science. The real agenda behind the climate change scam. The Marxist encyclical on care for our communist home. And I know just where the Pope is coming from because I've researched him for 6 months now. If you care to comment on any of the topics I have raised thus far, then you're a very troubled person. But we have a line open to you at 855-407-282. And I invite the calls. We don't know what we're waiting for is tonight. And we have a little montage of Hillary as you're dialing 855-407-282. There's one open line to michaelsavage.com. And let's play the Hillary montage so people know what we're talking about.
We came, we saw, he died.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I come too far
from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road.
Psychosis.
With all due respect, the fact is we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Today, Putin basically said in a long press conference that, oh, you know, all I want to do is protect the rights of the minorities, namely Russian speakers, and he's been on a campaign to give everybody who has any Russian connection, there are a lot of retired Russian military in Crimea, he's given them all Russian passports. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's what Hitler did back in the 30s.
We came, we saw, he died.
Just what we need. We have a sorority right now that's vicious. We need an even more vicious sorority running the country. That would even be better. Here's a little story for you. Top of MichaelSavage.com. Denmark, 77% of Muslims think Quran's instructions must be applied fully. They're importing 7th and 8th century throwbacks who believe that the Quran must be factually followed to the letter of the law. 77% of Muslims think a Quran's instructions must be applied fully. Why would you bring any of them to a Western nation unless you're a suicidal liberal? Why? Can anyone answer that question? Research show that Islam is the only religion where people become more violent the more they practice their faith. Did you know that? A poll among Muslims in Denmark shows this. Well, I can go on and on, but you don't want to know that. You don't want to know it. You have your heads in the sand. Many of you are liberals. You're good people. And you want to believe everything will work out. You want to believe that eventually that Muslims will stop being fanatical. When they get here, they're going to change and become good liberals. Is that true? Is that what you really believe? Or do you just want to make believe this problem will go away? How could you not see what's going on? In New York, 2 days ago, a Muslim, an Arab, threw a Molotov cocktail at two Jewish boys in religious garb, just walking the streets, one in the afternoon. Bottle caps thrown at Jewish mom from mosque, NYPD says, no hate crime. It wasn't a hate crime. Arabs can't commit a hate crime. Only white males with blonde hair and blue eyes can commit hate crimes to the psychopathic world that we're living in. So look, we have a problem on our hands. Let's take some of your calls, because you know and I know this is the last election we're going to have in this country where anything matters. Either Trump wins, or I would say any conservative light wins. The only one who I would not vote for, I'm going to sit out the election. If Rubio is the choice, I don't vote. He is no different than Hillary Clinton. Rubio is a creation. Rubio is a fiction. Rubio is an ice cream bar created by Sheldon Adelson and the guy who owns Larry Ellison. Adelson and Ellison, that's not bad. Adelson and Ellison were friends. Adelson and Ellison found Rubio. I could do a song on it. They found this guy, young, allegedly good-looking, if that's your type, with an O at the end of his name, Hispanic. That was it. And they created him. He's a creation. He's a total open borders guy. I don't know anything about him that is at all appealing. He's too lightweight to be a president. But then after Obama, anybody would do. But if Rubio's the choice, I personally am not voting. I'm not voting at all. I'm sitting the election out. I'm not voting for open borders. Wouldn't live with myself. It's that simple. N'importe où Dieu du monde. And I don't know where that is, for those of you who speak the French lingo. N'importe où. I love that state. N'importe où Dieu du monde. I used to love French poetry, French literature. Not trying to be highbrow. I just loved it. I couldn't relate to Spanish literature. I had to drop out of Spanish. You know, did you know that little secret, a little side note? Can I tell you that in 30 seconds or less? It'll take me 30 seconds. Could have done it already. I was in either, I don't know, it was college, and I had to study a language. And I always struggled with Spanish. I like Spanish because I love the music, the Cuban music and all of that. But I couldn't relate to it. There was something about the tilde that got to me. The pronunciation, the tilde, just got, I couldn't handle it. And so I went to college. I studied Spanish for a year, and I was really struggling with it. I didn't like the literature. How many times can I read Don Quixote in Spanish with a windmill? I wasn't that interested in it. And so I went to a park on a cold autumn day, and I sat in the park alone. I didn't know it was called meditation. I just sat in the park, and I was worried about Spanish. I didn't like it. I couldn't handle it. And all of a sudden, the thought occurred to me, why don't you switch to French? So I went back. I dropped out of this. I switched to French. I took French for 5 years. I don't know how long. 4 or 5. I don't remember how long. And although I was never really great at French, I loved the French literature. And I just thought about what I would like to do. So I just always went with what felt better for me in school. And it always worked out. That's not always, you know, easy to do. Like, it's really hard to switch from organic chemistry or medicinal chemistry to a political science and then get a degree in a scientific field. But nevertheless, in the soft stuff, you could always switch. In the hard stuff, either you cut the mustard or you stop serving sandwiches. It's that simple. So the debates are on tonight. We're supposed to get all excited over it. We got the Hillary montage. We got the Anderson Cooper job. I mean, come on. You know, it's not going to be a big deal. What would you really ask Hillary if you had a chance to ask a real question? You know, and I know, the whole debate is set up because Depi Wasserwoman Schultz had to do a debate. Depi Wasserwoman Schultz. You know, now that I'm thinking about Depi Wasserwoman Schultz is the type of woman, now that I'm thinking about it, would she be a perfect match for Bernie Sanders? I know there's an age difference, but maybe she has a thing for older guys. They'd be a perfect couple. Could you imagine a socialist versus a psycho? He's not crazy. He's just a nut, a socialist nut of a low order. She's absolutely nuts, in my opinion, which is why she was picked to be the DNC. Who else can talk to the donors who give money to the Democrat Party at a time of Muslim invasion? Who else can give money to this party except grifters who look to get something back or people who are mentally disturbed? So Debbie Wasserman Schultz is perfect for this. So if I were to make a match that would be the match of all matches, it would be Debbie Wasserman Schultz announces she's in love with Bernie Sanders. She's leaving her. I don't know who she's with, by the way. No slur intended. I have no idea whether she's married or with a partner, like Gabby Hayes. Here's my partner. I mean, partner. Where'd that come from? Gabby Hayes had a partner. It was a Lone Ranger. Anyway, I don't know who Debbie Wasserman Schultz is with. Leaves the husband, and she runs off with Bernie Sanders. I have no idea who he's with. Does he have a long-suffering wife? I have to Google this. Robert, Google see if Bernie Sanders has a commie wife going back to New York in the 50s. Maybe they were friends of the Rosenbergs. I don't really know. In fact, the more I look at the, if I were to do a movie right now, if I were doing a movie after Bernie gets knocked out of the box, I would offer him a part to play Julius Rosenberg in the musical version, not the actual series version. It would be a musical on Broadway called The Dancing Spies. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. I'm going to tune in tonight just to see Bernie Sanders. I want to see if he, you know, falls on his face. He's going to be scared to death. He's going to be scared to death, and he's going to overcompensate and sound more like a rug merchant from Orchard Street than ever before. You know, if you want the Rosenbergs to be president, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, you couldn't pick better than Bernie Sanders, in my opinion. Look at the wife. Godard College, a PhD in leadership studies and politics from the Union Institute and University. Zeke, oh. She has organized youth service, another community organizer. Now, she was Burlington College's president, and she relocated the campus from a 16,000-square-foot area to one which was 77,000 square feet. Accusations surfaced about Bernie Sanders' wife that this move may have led the school into financial ruin. But that would never stop a communist or a socialist from doing it again. Look what Obama's done to America. Just because he's ruined our relations with Russia, brought him back 50 years, and has destroyed the economy except for the very, very, very wealthy donors and those surrounding them, he's relocated the economy to who? The pockets of his supporters. So this is typical of leftists. And if you look at Jane Sanders, the financial ruin info, the college is in real trouble. Responsible for the school's near demise last year. This is Bernie Sanders' wife. She overleveraged the institution by borrowing $10 million to finance a campus expansion. And she's never been formally charged, by the way, but she did resign quietly in 2011. That's who Bernie Sanders' wife is.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is going to be a harder day's night tonight watching Hillary Clinton, perhaps the most unattractive candidate imaginable, next to Bernie Sanders. I mean, what a group, what a quinella they picked for tonight. How could a party have such losers running as the... Let me explain something. Just because they're a Democrat doesn't mean they have to be anti-Americans, anti-business, anti-family, anti-church, anti-God, and anti-gun. But they picked three people who are exactly that. Anti-American, anti-family, anti-God, anti-gun. How in the world can anyone vote for them except the small fringe group of academics and media types? You know that there's no debate tonight. There's no real debate. A real debate would have been 10, 12 candidates across the entire spectrum of the Democrat Party. I don't even know if there's a spectrum anymore. There was a time when you had patriotic Democrats. I don't know if they exist anymore. You know, those who believed in borders, language, and culture. John F. Kennedy would be running as a right-wing conservative today. I've said that for years. John F. Kennedy, if he were a candidate, would be running as a borders, language, culture guy. He certainly wouldn't be in league with Hillary Clinton. He wouldn't be in league with Bernie the Socialist Sanders. And O'Malley, I don't know who he is. I have no idea. I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does. I don't know where they got him from. I don't know why he's up there. I think he's just a third person to make it look like a debate. We know it's a fake because Anderson Cooper's been selected to be the narrator, not the moderator. Notice I said narrator. He's going to narrate the debate tonight to make sure all of them look centrist and loving America. And that they only want fairness and equality. And they're going to ask such stupid questions that it's not going to be worth watching. And I gave you some examples in the last hour. They ask, this is what Anderson Cooper can be expected to ask. Mrs. Clinton, the power of ISIS is growing exponentially, and they're becoming more and more vicious. Mrs. Clinton, what is it that amazes you most about camels? The next question Anderson Cooper might ask would be this. Mrs. Clinton, President Obama's deal with Iran is met with great criticism around the world. Do you think Persian rug sales will increase in the United States? And here's a tough one for you, Mrs. Clinton, brought to you by Anderson Cooper. China is becoming an economic and cybersecurity threat to our nation. Mrs. Clinton, what's the best fortune you ever got from a Chinese fortune cookie? You get the picture. It's going to all be nonsense, and people are probably going to tune in the shows that are on the other channels. My guess is MTV will outdraw the Democrat so-called debate tonight, because MTV has the hip-hop awards, which is not really good for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, because a good portion of their constituency will be watching the hip-hop awards. They're not going to watch this. Here's an interesting question. If this was a political science class, I would say to you, what percentage of Hillary Clinton's demographic will be watching the MTV awards tonight, the hip-hop awards, rather than listening to her debate? Is it 80%, 85%? Or closer to 90%. None of the above, all of the above. It's the Savage Nation, and you know there's no debate. Here's some headlines. Top physicist says Obama has picked the wrong side on climate change. Now, you know that's true. He's one of the world's greatest theoretical physicists. Works at Princeton. And he says carbon dioxide does far more good than harm. Gee, no kidding. No, how many years have I been telling you that without carbon dioxide, there'd be no vegetables and no fruits? There'd be no plant life. But you see, that's something that Barack Obama didn't learn in political science. Here in California, disability rights advocates fight back after California passes assisted suicide. No kidding. Isn't that amazing? Why would disability advocates be frightened of a lunatic like Jerry Brown passing the assisted suicide bill? Because they object to the willful termination of human life that the bill permits and are concerned that it will allow elderly, ill, or disabled patients coerced to choose death. Jerry Brown knows that. It's eerie. It's eerie what's going on right now. Speaking of Jerry Brown, he signed the bill, the new Motor Voter Act, which I've called the Department of Mexican Voters for years. Every time I've gone to the DMV for... How many years have I called the Department of Mexican Voting? Sarcastically. Like forever? Well, Jerry Brown passed the bill, the new Motor Voter Act, which will automatically register people to vote through the DMV, which will result in millions of illegal aliens voting forever. Meanwhile, at the Vatican, rebel cardinals have accused the communist Pope Francis of stacking the cards against them. The conservative cardinals are accusing the commie Pope of stacking the cards against them in an ongoing battle over issues including the church's approach to gays and to divorce to remarried believers. It emerged Monday. In a letter sent to the Pontiff on October 5th, a group of cardinals described procedures for 3 weeks of discussions as designed to facilitate predetermined results on important disputed questions. In other words, the Pope is a dictator. What else is new? No, the Catholic Church is fair. My friends, things have never been worse. In some ways, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. In that way, it's like most times. We know what happened since Teddy Kennedy passed the 1965 immigration rewrite. We know America's immigration visas were opened up to almost anyone in the world. We know that since then, millions of them have come in, which has entitled them to collect welfare, take U.S. jobs at lower pay, cast ballots in U.S. elections, and to bring in unlimited amounts of relatives into the United States. We know that because of Ted Kennedy the Drunk's 1965 immigration law, it made it so easy for illegal aliens to break into this country that the foreign-born population in the U.S. has climbed from fewer than 10 million immigrants in 1970 to more than 42 million immigrants, legal and illegal, today. Do you know that America now has four times more immigrants living here than in any other country on the globe? And among those entering illegally or legally are the foreign workers that Zuckerberg, Microsoft, and the others, Disney, want the cheap workers on the H-1B visas to replace higher-waged American workers. Among the others who have flooded into this country are the 280,000 Muslim immigrants the U.S. lets in each and every year on U.S. visas. 280,000 Muslims come in legally with the full permission of the United States government. And as a result of that, more than 500,000 U.S. girls are now at risk of female genital mutilation because throwback Islamist migrants from countries like Ethiopia and Somalia are now living amongst us, practicing a 9th or 10th century barbarism that should not be permitted in a civilized nation. All of this can be found in my chapter on Zero Immigration in Government Zero, a book that's been climbing the charts before it's been published, and you'll be hearing much more about it when it comes out in exactly 2 weeks. What are the questions you would like Anderson Blooper to actually ask Hillary Clinton? Or is there anyone out there who even knows who Bernie Sanders is? Most people never heard of him. They're going to see a little guy who looks like Woody Allen's grandfather in a crumpled suit, speaking with a heavy Brooklyn accent, speaking about fairness and taxation. He's going to make Hillary Clinton look like a centrist. That's his job. Think of it as a circus. Hillary Clinton is, as you well know, going to be the candidate. And this has been set up by the Clinton machine to make her look centrist. So who have they chosen? They've chosen a radical comedic leftist. He's a comic leftist. He's a stereotype of a lunatic. If you were doing a Saturday night, not Saturday, if you were doing, what's that cartoon that I like once in a while, whatever. I can't remember them. It's a cartoon character, guys. It's two shows I like on MTV. Once a year I watch them. But if you were doing one of a crackpot left-winger, it would be a cartoon of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is like Larry David's crazy communist uncle. And as leftist as Larry David is, no one even knows who he is. He did a funny series. He wrote Seinfeld, made a lot of money with it. Okay, let's put it this way. Take all of the leftists in Hollywood, Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, Geffen, all of them. Now imagine they have a communist uncle somewhere in Brooklyn who worked for the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, the ILGWU. And every time they get together, he literally foams at the mouth talking against America. That's who Bernie Sanders is, by the way. So what would you ask of Bernie Sanders? I could imagine asking, what would your strategy be against ISIS? And I don't know what the answer might be. I can guess it.
I believe that the reason ISIS is so vicious in their attacks against people is because of lack of economic opportunity. And if I become president, the first thing I would do is reach out to the head of ISIS. And although they hate Jews, I'm sure that they'll talk to me because I'm not really Jewish. I was born Jewish, but I am a non-practicing Jew. And as a non-practicing Jew, I am sure that the head of ISIS would certainly talk to me because I'm not really a threat to him, because I don't believe in religion or God. And as such, although he does believe in religion or God, I respect that very much. I don't respect it in my own religion, but I respect it in ISIS. And I would say to him, is there anything we could do economically to help you put down the knife and pick up the waffle iron? That's the first thing I would do, is try to help them get jobs in the needle trades in New York City amongst my many friends and my wife's friends going back many, many years in the New York City needle trades. Something like that. Look, this is done on the cuff. I'm making it up as I go along. So if it's not perfect, forgive me. You know, I could write this material and practice it over and over again. It would be funnier. But this is on the top of my, you know, my head. How many people could dare do that? Nobody. Nobody dares do this in radio. All they do is Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, conservative, not conservative, Republican. My problems are simple. ISIS, a nuclear Iran, the conflict with Russia, a global immigration crisis. I predicted it all, and I have a plan on how to fight back in my forthcoming book, Government Zero. There is only one thing that can stop the global threat of radical Islam and progressive politics, where America is being transformed into an atheist, multiculturalist, socialist nightmare without the freedoms of speech and religion associated with the nation that we were born into. And there is only one thing that can stop this terrifying agenda. And I, Michael Savage, have the plan. It's all in Government Zero. Very serious times. And I have to use a little comedy as relief. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. This is an interesting story. I don't know. This is crazy. Robert, did this just come out on the draft? This is brand new. Ladies, pay attention to this. This is a curveball. The Army Secretary said women might soon have to register for the draft. This is intriguing. Secretary of the Army John McHugh says that he anticipates draft registration for both sexes will be approved by Congress in the near future. This is a blockbuster. If your objective is true and pure equality, then you have to look at all aspects of how women function in the military, McHugh said at a military convention in Washington, D.C. Draft registration for women would have to be approved by Congress, McHugh noted, predicting that the change is inevitable if we find ourselves as a military with large, writ large, where men and women have equal opportunities to believe we should. Oh, boy. This is very interesting. So one of the reasons they snookered women into this equality business is to get them as draftees. They need cannon fodder. And if they can get it from women, they don't care. They can run women over minefields the same way they can run men over minefields. I'm just using it as an example. I didn't say they would. I know you only want to talk about the debates. I'd rather you talk about other things. WABC Carmine, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? First caller of the day. What's up?
Yes, Dr. Savage. Pleasure to speak to you. I'm from New York, Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn. Bernie Sanders, you remind me of a guy who used to work at Katz's Deli, slicing the pastrami sandwiches, you know, and punching out
punching out the cards and giving you politics in between your sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
And no, he does. He sounds like a deli man. If you were to say to him, how's the tongue today? Here's a Bernie said, the tongue is always very good. And one of the reasons the tongue is good is because the capitalists are the ones who made certain the tongue is not as good as it was in Poland. I got to tell you, as good as the tongue is today, the tongue was much better years ago before the capitalists put too much brine in it.
No, that's,
you know what he's like. I mean, come on. This guy is a walking laugh line. Make believe I'm Bernie Sanders and ask me about the pickles. How are the pickles?
Hey, how are the pickles today? Any good?
The pickles are pretty good today, but the fact is the pickles are not what they once were. America's pickles have gone straight downhill with the advent of the corporate structure and the corporate mentality. When this was a family-owned business, when pickles were made by families, the pickles were much better. And as a result of corporate welfare, I must say, in all fairness, the corporate welfare has destroyed the American pickle.
Unbelievable.
No, could you imagine this is the best the Democrats can dredge up from the streets of New York?
You know, it's really amazing. And then I think they're going to sneak in Biden at the end, you know?
He's unelectable. He's unelectable. Biden is unelectable. My prediction is this is a media hype. Biden is unelectable. He has no chance of becoming president other than the illegal alien vote and the fact that the votes are counted by a George Soros-owned company in Spain. The man has no chance whatsoever.
They need the illegal votes so that they could...
Do you think it's unfair of me to ridicule Bernie Sanders' accent?
No. Yeah. You're Jewish. You know, it's... I could see if somebody else is doing the black guy or something.
Oh, that's the only reason? That's the only reason I could ridicule this clown? All right, even though you said a thing like that to me, I was sending you a free copy of government Zero. Oh, my God. Speaking of religion, this is kind of sad. I didn't want to bum you out. I got to do it, though, for my own heart and soul. Last night was the memorial for my brother's death. He died many years ago, my silent brother. And those of you who've read my family stories books know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to talk about it now. But I lit a candle for him last night. It was a very moving night for me. Because I've lived for two men. He never spoke. He never heard. So far as I know, he never really lived. I know there was a soul in there somewhere, and he gave me so much. He taught me how to communicate with audiences without ever having said a word.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Part of what makes America wonderful is we always have this nagging dissatisfaction. That spurs us on. That's how we ended up going west. That's how we... I'm tired of all these people back east. If I go west, there's going to be my own land, and I'm not going to have to put up with this nonsense, and I'm going to start my own thing, and yeah, got my homestead. And it is true, though, that restlessness and that dissatisfaction, which has helped us go to the moon and create the internet and...
We...
build a transcontinental railroad and build our land grant colleges, that those things born of dissatisfaction, we can very rapidly then take for granted and not tend to, and not defend and not understand that.
What is he talking
not
about?
Not understand how precious these things are. The logical.
Hold on. This is crazy. He gives an interview with the lefties at the New York Review of Books who've never read anything anti-American that they didn't love. Anything that's anti-family, anti-American, anti-church, anti-mother, anti-father, even anti-pizza, they love it, the New York Review of Books. Now, he's talking about this as though nothing else in the world is of any importance. That there's no ISIS, there's no nuclear Iran, there's no conflict with Russia that he has created, there's no global immigration crisis. The clown now goes on in clip 8 to an area you could never believe a sane man would go. Listen.
The logical conclusion, if in fact you think that
if
government is the enemy. And that's, you know, that too is a running strain in our democracy. You know, that's sort of in our DNA. We're suspicious of government as a tool of oppression.
Really?
And that skepticism is healthy, but it can also be... paralyzing when we're trying to do big things together.
You mean when you're trying to destroy the independence of the average American? When you're trying to be a law unto yourself, it can be paralyzing for those trying to make it into a law to themselves. So it's amazing that the man keeps going on and on with the agenda, but nobody will ever say the king has no clothes. No, indeed. There's no immigration crisis. There's no ISIS crisis. And we'd hope that some of that would come up tonight. But you know with Anderson Blooper, none of that's going to come. And he's an unserious man. He has no serious components to him. And I, as again, I don't want to keep repeating the same thing. MTV has the Hip Hop Awards tonight, which probably accounts for 89% of the Democrat base is going to be watching the Hip Hop Awards. And, oh, I have an announcement to make. I got to do some personal stuff that I forgot to tell you. So I started to tell you last night was my brother's memorial. He died on that day a number of years ago, and 1970, died young. He was never really... I got to tell you the story. I have to tell you. So I lit a candle for him, but the point is... My children sent me a note, said, must be very painful for you. I said, not really. I said, my brother, who never spoke and allegedly couldn't hear, taught me a great many things. He taught me how to communicate with the silent. He taught me how to communicate with him. And as a result, I learned how to communicate with animals and how to communicate with audiences. You have to understand that those of us in the entertainment or communications business, which I am in, are communicating with an invisible, silent audience. You're a silent audience. Yes, there are callers, but by and large, the callers represent a very small minority of the listenership, right? There's a vast number of people. Millions of people listen to the show every week. Any 15 minutes, there's three times as many people listening to the show as in the largest football field in America. Think about that. I know it's easy to dismiss, just the right wing, I could do it too. A Thai salesman in Manhattan thinks that. Give me that mic, I'll show you what I could do. Yeah, you'd need a case of the pens by the time 5 minutes was over. But the point is that I learned how to communicate with an invisible, silent audience because of my brother. And those of you who have, and I'm going to use a phrase that's a little old, a handicapped child or a handicapped relative and who you care for, you understand how wonderful they can be. And you understand how precious they are. And you understand that they're God's children. And you understand God chose them to suffer. And that their suffering gives the world something. It's something that Jerry Brown could never understand because he's a heartless, soulless Democrat socialist. And the people around a guy like Jerry Brown who just passed the Suicide Act are very dangerous. They're very dangerous, dangerous ideologues, as are all of the leftists. So as sure as I'm sitting here, if you follow the arc of assisted suicide, it will eventually be required euthanasia for the handicapped. Now, I don't mean tomorrow. I can guarantee you, because I'm a very clear thinker, where this goes. This goes against every grain of our civilization. And look who's pushing it. Not the conservative meanies, but the liberal nice guys, the nice girls. They're pushing assisted suicide. Another thing I want to talk about, and I don't want to play on your heartstrings, that just did. I lit the candle. It burned all night. And it was nice to wake up with this little picture in the wheelchair next to it. I remembered him. I don't walk around with it anymore. I'm kind of older, it hurt me when I was younger. You know how many years I walked around and didn't even think about it? 30 years I didn't think about my brother, really. And then when I got older, I started to realize how many different ways he affected me. And as I gotten older yet, I realized how positive his effects were. And I wrote about it in one of my books, My Silent Brother. And I really tell you this message not so much for me, but to tell those of you who have handicapped people in your lives, you know what I'm talking about. I'm really only talking to you. And I know the word handicap you're not supposed to use it anymore. I don't know the correct words. I have radio Tourette's, so I use words as they apply. Whatever is the right word I use. If it's antiquated in some way, what can I do about it? I know what the word is today. But, things happen. People get bad cards dealt to them at birth. And sometimes there's a compensation in ways that we can never understand. And even when they don't talk, they can teach you to talk better. I think I made my point. So another thing came up today that's brand new in my life. I have not done a live show in, I think it's over 10 years. The last live performance I did was back at the Concord Pavilion. I had 5,000 or 6,000 live fans in that outdoor stadium. Remember, I came on the stage with a Cadillac and I did a great show. It was three acts. Many of you were there. And prior to that, when I was a local host on KSFO, I did many compassionate conservative events, which were the progenitors of the Tea Party events that we have in the country today. You were the core of that on the West Coast. I did Try 'Em and Fry 'Em, Name 'Em and Shame 'Em. Remember those events at the hotels? They were great. I have them all on tape and all. So for months now, I've been playing with doing a live performance. I made a decision that on or around my birthday, in next year, 3/31/16, I'm going to do a live performance. So I booked the hall today. I put down a $500 deposit. for April 9th. I think that's the date. God, I don't have it in front of me. It's the Saturday after that, because it's Easter before that. I wouldn't do it then. So I'm doing a live performance. It's going to be announced in December. Tickets will go on sale in December. And I know it's going to sell out immediately, frankly. It's not here to sell you anything. It's only 2,000 seats. I could fill a 20,000-seat auditorium in a week. But I know it's going to sell out. I don't know what else to do but put it up for sale. And most of the the profits are going to go to the Savage Scholarship Fund is what it's going to go to. I'm not looking to buy myself a Bentley. That's it. I just want to see my people. I want them to see me. I want them to meet each other. And I've invited some other very important people to speak before me. 15 minutes is a warm-up. We're going to have some vendors there, you know, like conservative people, T-shirts, whatever. And you'll meet nice people. I'll tell you where, when, as time goes on. But it's going to be around April. I don't have the calendar. You see, I don't plan the... Hold on. Wait for me. Wait. Play something for them. I'll get the calendar. Here it is. Right in front of me. See, I do have the calendar. Not so bad. Here it is. April 9th, 2016. Mark your calendar now. The week after Easter. And people are going to come from around the country for this one. So there it is. I mean, look, life goes on. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. And we just keep praying and hoping for the best. And we try our best to put the right people in power. And it never works out. It's usually the worst and the dumbest rise to the highest places in the land. That's been my experience in most of my life. If I look back politically, who can I actually say was a president that I respected? When I was a boy, Dwight D. Eisenhower was president. Naturally, I looked up to him. He was a war hero. I didn't even have to question who he was. I knew he led the Allied invasion on D-Day. That's all I knew. I loved the man. I looked up to him. I felt safe in America. That's all I knew about politics as a kid. And I would say that what I felt as a kid for politics is what the average American feels for politics today. Do you actually trust or feel safe with that person in office? The answer with Obama is a resounding no. Nobody trusts him. Nobody feels safe with him. He's a snake. And nothing that he does is reliable. It's all a lie. So that's the fact of the matter. Now you go back to Bush. Another snake. Another snake used the bumblingness to cover up his work for the CFR. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs, whoever you want to call them. Those who really control the money in the world pick the president. So Bush was another one. At least he took the war to the enemy. Unfortunately, people would say he picked the wrong enemy. And as I wrote in a book in 2006, it could be the greatest military blunder in American history, and it was. I said, because if this goes wrong in Iraq, what we're going to see is a new Persia emerge. Okay? And it did go wrong. And it was the unintended consequences. And so that was that. So now let's go back before him. Who was president before him? Why, it was Bill Clinton. Oh, that's ripe for a little discussion. But we'll skip right over Clinton. Let's go back to before Clinton. Who was president before him? Well, at some point, we're going to come back to Ronald Reagan, for whom Reagan, for many people, was God. He was not God for me. I didn't think he was that great a president. There are those who were, again, glorifying him and turning him into more than a man. He was a good man up to a certain point, but he was not that great. And frankly, he did a lot of bad things. Not everything he did was so great, okay? Would I choose him today? Yes, 100%. Was he better than that whole slew of people I just mentioned? 100%. But was he perfect? No, he was just a man. So what am I saying to you as this hour comes to a kind of end? What I'm saying to you is, let's not ask too much of our politicians. Because at the end of the day, they're only people, number one. They're not better than us. Many of them are not even as good as us. They're just what they are. And the word politician inherently has within it the word deceiver or liar. There's a very famous painting that I love to go and see at the museum here in San Francisco. No, it's not in this museum. It is, actually, I think. I had it on my website years ago. It is set in colonial America, where a group of farmers are sitting around a cracker barrel, turned over, big barrel, like a wine barrel, a cracker barrel. And then there's they're wearing farmer clothes. They look scruffy. And then in the room, in this little room with six or eight farmers, there's a guy well-dressed with a nice suit on talking to them with great rhetoric. And the painting is called The Politician. So what does that say to you? What do you expect from these people? What do you actually expect from these people? Do you expect them to tell you the truth? They're put in power by bigger powers. Look at a guy like Rubio. You know he's a nonentity. I'm not saying he's a bad person. Don't get me wrong. Probably a decent guy, but you know he's a non-entity. He's a zero. He's not known for anything. Has he invented anything? Has he built a business? Has he built a hospital? Has he performed an operation? He's not known for anything. So who was picking him? Sheldon Adelson, a billionaire Republican, and Larry Ellison, a billionaire Democrat. So ask yourself a question. Why would a billionaire Democrat and a billionaire Republican pick Rubio? They both want massive amounts of cheap labor. They don't care beyond profit. If you own a hotel chain, you want cheap labor forever. You don't care what it does to America. If you have a software company and you're a software giant, you want to make sure your costs are as low as possible. You don't care how you devastate the American tech worker. You don't care. If you're Mark Zuckerberg, you don't care how many billions you have. There's not enough money in the world for a man like you. You're so narrow-minded. You're so focused only on the bottom line. You don't care what it does to America. So you cater to the illegal alien lobby. And the same goes true for the Democrat Party. They don't care about America. They care about votes. That's why Jerry Brown says that you're going to have automatic registration for voters in the Motor Vehicle Bureau. Okay, the Department of Mexican Voting. You can say it. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about these things? At a certain point, you almost have to be somewhat fatalistic or you'll lose your mind altogether. It doesn't mean you should ignore it, you know, but you could burn up. If you do this day and night, the news is so bad. The politicians are so corrupt that at a certain point you have to have some comic relief or think about other things, which is why I try to entertain you a little bit tonight before this non-entity debate tonight. You know it's a stooge debate. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. It is 54 minutes after the hour. Listen, one moment, Savage Nation. And people love my Bernie Sanders satire today. Came up out of nowhere. I've done it before, but today was fun. So here's a question I think they would ask. They'd like to ask Bernie Sanders of me, Kurt on WBAP. What's your point today?
My next question is from Senator Bernie Sanders, presidential candidate for the United States of America. Mr. Senator, first of all, I'm Anderson Blooper, if you've forgotten. I have a question for you on euthanasia and what your stance is. You're getting up there in years, and not to be rude, but at what age, Mr. Sanders, do you think we should consider euthanizing you? 2 years, four, six?
No, that's a typical right-wing question. I can tell right now you're Republican. And the fact of the matter is euthanasia is a term created by the right wing in order to scare people. This is not euthanasia at all. This is a transition service offered by the government for people who are very unhappy or very sick. And that is a very, very compassionate thing to do. If a person is unhappy or very sick, they should be transitioned by a government to another state where things are better. It's that simple. Now, I don't believe in God. I was born Jewish, but I don't believe in anything Jewish. I don't believe in God. I don't believe there's a hereafter. But certainly to eliminate pain, I think it's a very good thing in order to be assisted to move into another transition.
That's
all. Next case. WABC, Andrew, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I love when you go into the Bernie Sanders. It makes me smile right away. I'm in traffic, and I'm, you know, it's gloom and doom, and
it is. It's day and night. It's horrible. Obama's a monster. The Congress is out of control. Right. A little comedy never hurt anybody.
Oh, it reminds me of settled law. And one time,
you know, that's important. We should pull it for the next hour. Because here they are attacking guns. Obama wants to take our guns away. When his own stooge, Kagan, said it's Sedalua. It's Sedalua in that heavy New York, Brooklyn accent. When she was trying to become Supreme Court Justice, they asked her about the Second Amendment. She said it's Sedalua. It's Sedalua. Next hour, Sedalua on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And- And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to The Savage. This is giving me a headache now after lunch. It's funny how I change from food. It's amazing. Before lunch, I may have liked it. But then the blood sugar goes to my stomach instead of my head. And now what I liked before, I don't like now. So you're about to get a whole different show now in this hour on The Savage Nation. That's the beautiful thing about having multiple personalities, is it makes it very entertaining for people across America because they're not getting one show. They're getting three or four a day on this. So welcome to the third hour of The Savage Nation. Of course, all you're doing is if you're tuning in and out to see what's happening, and I've been doing a lot of good stuff about, you know, what are you getting so excited for? You know, it's a fake debate tonight. It's not 15 candidates vying for the truth. It's not going to be Martha Washington tearing Hillary Clinton to pieces, which would be appropriate, which would be to pit the commie Sanders, the unknown Malley, against her. But he's not going to do it. Sanders, are you kidding me? Or that narrator, whatever his name is, Anderson Blooper. He's a lightweight. He's a lightweight. The guy's there set up as a part of the government media complex, in my opinion. So I'll take your calls for this segment and give you the latest news on the program as things go on. The propaganda continues, called news, around the clock. The anti-Russian propaganda continues unabated from the snake in the White House. Report finds flight MH17 was downed by a Russian-made missile from Ukrainian rebel territory. Now, I don't know whether it's true or false, but I know that there were rumors at the time that it was actually from the other side that the rocket came, that shot the plane down. How do we know who really did it? We know that there's a war against Putin and Russia right now from the snake. So I don't know whether to believe it or not. So that's one thing. Netanyahu was marginalized by the snake. And as a result of Netanyahu being marginalized by the snake in the White House, the Palestinians are knifing Jews to death in the streets of Israel. But you're not reading about that. What can you do about it? Nothing. It's that simple. It's time for the Jews to get out of the Middle East, according to this administration. Pack up their little valises and move. There's plenty of room for them elsewhere. After all, they're all troublemakers. After all, according to Obama's preacher, Jeremiah Wright, there were no Jews in Israel when the Bible was written. They were Palestinians. So the whole world is upside down as a result of the snake who's changed the entire world. And it's depressing. So people don't want to listen to the news anymore. They don't want to listen to it, so they tune out. They go to entertainment and the sports. I don't blame them. So let's go to the callers. Jimmy on WABC, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike, you're a savior out there. I'm listening to this New York sports with the baseball. The Mets ought to do this. The Mets ought to do that. I put you on driving home. I'm laughing when you're doing that Bernie Sanders routine, which I think is...
But you really have to be from New York to know how good it is, because Bernie Sanders is a classic type from New York in the 1940s and 50s. He's a street communist, a union organizer, and his voice is right out of the union organizing days. He's a low-ranking union type. That's all he ever has been.
Right. And if you listen to people like Sanders and Hillary long enough, your brain will actually begin to vegetate. And tonight is going to be nothing. If they bash anybody, it'll be the Republicans.
Yeah, there you go. Because Cooper is probably good. They worked the script out with the Hillary people. The folks from Arkansas already talked to Cooper or Chappaqua, whatever. And they gave him a script. It wouldn't last another day on CNN.
Exactly. And
if you really wanted a fair debate, there should be 10 Democrats ranging across the spectrum from Black Lives Matter to, let's say, a nationalist Democrat, if such a person exists anymore. And Hillary would be one of them, and she'd be in the middle. The whole thing is set up to feature her. Am I right or wrong?
Mike, you're 100%. Your audience is growing. I got guys at work listening to you now. They tune off the nonsense sports talk. They listen to you once in a while because their brains are starting to vegetate with all that sports. But the thing is, they love these wars because the wars create refugees, and they want to wreck Europe, Australia, and the United States. Western civilization right now has a giant steel ball, wrecking ball going through it.
Correct. And who's swinging the crane?
Well, obviously, the people who hate America, whoever has a deep-seated hatred of America is doing it. It could be anybody. Their hatred of this country, you can't even describe it.
The hatred inside the political establishment is almost as great as the hatred coming from outside.
Of course, it's identical. It's
identical. So I call this the Progressive Islamist Alliance in my new book, Government Zero. I must say, to me, it's not a new story. I've seen the progressives and the Islamists moving toward the same end from different sides in a pincer movement to destroy Western civilization. And both of them are racing to the finish line to see who gets there first. And both of them have a vision of the future that's apocalyptic, by the way.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty heavy, and the average guy doesn't want to hear it. You have a question that you would ask of Bernie Sanders? Let's see if I can channel him for a minute. What would you ask Bernie? No, he's not there. All right. Thank you for calling. Copy of Government Zero goes out to you. Okay. Brian has a question for Bernie Sanders on WABC. Brian, welcome. What's your question?
Yes, what would he say about Planned Parenthood and after seeing the videos?
Well, those videos were made up. The whole thing is fake. There's no reason to believe they were true. They were made by the right-wingers. We all know that Planned Parenthood is simply family planning, and these are good women. They work around the clock to help women make valuable choices for their health. And we know that there is no controversy whatsoever when it comes to Planned Parenthood. This is not abortion. Abortion is another word created strictly by the right wing in order to drive women away from health choices that are clear. This is why the danger of the right wing, they want to kill women. They want to drive them out of the country. And that's why your only choice is a progressive like me who will make things fairer than you could ever believe. Not as good as the others. My voice went off from eating the yogurt. See, this is the problem when I go to a healthy diet. My voice changes for the worse. I should have eaten something terrible, but I went to a goat yogurt and my voice changed. I lost all of the depth of it. The Pavarotti. Oh, you know what I want to hear? I was driving home last night from the city after the show, after Chinese food, when I saw all that pork on the menu and I had confidence that America would survive the Islamist hordes, because I realized, looking at all the pork on the Chinese menu, and as I walked around the wharf area, and I saw the young Chinese people after work drinking beer and eating, you know, dim sum and eating pork products, I realized that the Islamists are never going to take over China. They're never going to give up their beer and their pork. And that, of course, was triggered because Obama banned pork products in federal prisons in order to cater to CARE and the Muslim majority that seems to be taking over virtually every aspect of this government under Obama. And I was encouraged by the fact that the Chinese will never give up their pork and their alcohol, no matter who takes over what. But in the car on the way home on my Harman Kardon system, I couldn't listen to radio for one more second. I could not listen to talk radio. I couldn't listen to the news. I couldn't listen to music. So I turned on a classical music station, and I heard Pavarotti singing. I have to get exactly. I don't want to say. I think it's Rigoletto the Clown. Is it Rigoletto the Clown? Yes, where he sings the clown. And I realize we're all a clown. At the end of the day, what man listening to the show has not been a clown? Can you raise your hand if you tell me, no matter who you are, no matter how strong you are, macho you are, you're telling me that there hasn't been a time in your adult life when you have not been a clown for one reason or another? And that I thought, is why an opera that is about the clown who sings about his view of the world, and it's, of course, in that case, it's a broken heart over a lover who has rejected him. In a way, we're all Rigoletto, and has a universal theme, and it was so amazing to listen to that opera. And I made a decision in the car that, you know, what I want to do, like, eventually in my life, so many things I want to do yet, and one of the things I want to do is I want to hear the greatest rendition that's still available on earth by the greatest tenor who's living, singing Rigoletto somewhere on earth. Another thing I want to do, which I have not been able to do, is I want to go to Vienna for a Christmas concert in the snow. It's crazy stuff like that. Would you believe it? But I hear you can't get tickets. They're sold out 2 years in advance. Would you believe that? The Christmas Eve concert by the Vienna Philharmonic you can't get for 2 years in advance. And I think about the greatness of Western civilization. You got to understand there's another connection. When I hear Pavarotti singing Rigoletto, or I listen to any classical music that's great, and I think of the 7th century vermin, the 7th century animals that are being imported into this country, those that our soldiers bravely kill when they go over there, because they have to be wiped off the planet, or there will be no planet. We'll be living in 1,000 years of darkness unless they are stopped. There is no getting along with them. There is no compromise with them. Compromise is not in their book. Compromise is not in their soul. Compromise is not in their heart. Unless they are annihilated, we're all going to die. We'll live in 1,000 years of darkness. They're not like any other religion on the planet. Every other religion has come here and integrated with every other religion. Every other religion has learned to get along with every other religion.
Every other religion gets along with every other religion. There's only one that doesn't. And the cipher in the White House is bringing them in as fast as he can. Not screening them, not asking whether or not they are the bad ones or the good ones, looking the other way and giving us that mumbo jumbo with that deep voice of his, giving us the BS day and night. And yesterday he gives a signal. He bans pork in federal prisons. If that doesn't indicate which side he's on, I'd like to know what has to happen. Do you have a Rigoletto ready? Sorry, I asked for the wrong one. It's Pagliacci. Got it wrong. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back to... it was my mistake. Pagliacci is the clown. And that is the one I want to play, because this is great civilization. This is a lesson in the greatness of Western civilization, as is the battery, as is the diesel engine. Look at everything in Western civilization. Look at the church spire. Look at your museum. Look at your art. Listen to the great music. And ask yourself, are you willing to fight to defend this or not? Because it's dying in front of your eyes. Now, it started with a group of radical feminists who tried to tear down Western civilization, going back, I would say, about 30 to 40 years. I remember when they appeared on the stage, they were radical, insane women. They were mad at their fathers. They were mad at men. They hated men. And they screamed against men, down with the patriarchy. But their chant was, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civilization has got to go. And they made decisions. And amongst the decisions was to penetrate the American university and steal the ideas of the universities and poison the minds of the young. Now, fast forward to today. We fundamentally have a feminist president running America, a man who symbolizes everything that is wrong with the anti-American message. He undermines everything good about this country. He gives a speech about Columbus Day, throws a bone to the Italian Americans, and then stabs them in the back and says they brought disease and poison and hatred and everything else. His preacher at the Million Man March, Jeremiah Wright, comes back more virulently anti-Jewish, anti-Semitical than something you would have heard in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Jeremiah Wright gave a speech this last Saturday on the National Mall that could have been heard under Adolf Hitler. And it went without notice by the wonderful guardians of the truth in the media. Guardians like that useless idiot, that sack of an empty suit, that sack of empty jeans, Anderson Blooper, who tonight will pretend to be a moderator of a Democrat debate, which is nothing but a pre-planned, orchestrated introduction of Hillary Clinton to the American people. O'Malley, no one knows who he is. He's a neuter. Bernie Sanders is a construct of the Hillary machine, or may as well be, it doesn't matter, to make her look more centrist when in fact she's more dangerous than he is as a leftist. So that's where we are today. But go back to Western civilization. It's being destroyed across the globe. Whether it be in the assault upon Christians overtly in the Middle East by radical Muslims who have been burning churches without a word from the American press to speak of. The Pope himself rarely says a word about it. This fraudulent prophet from the Vatican had the world stage at the UN, and instead of making a direct appeal to protect Christians, to stop the looting and the burning and the raping and the murdering, instead this fraud from the Vatican talked about global warming, something he knows absolutely nothing about. As I said many times, the only thing this Pope knows about climate is that when it rains, his attendants open an umbrella. And yet, suddenly, he's espousing the entire leftist agenda, lock, stock, and barrel. So Western civilization is under assault everywhere on Earth. And you say, well, what can I do about it? And what can you do as an average person listening to the show? I don't really have an answer for you. I do know that you need to know that it's being assaulted from within and from without. KKOB Dave, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, Dr. Savage, it is indeed an honor and a privilege to speak to you. I was listening to you today, and I heard your reference to Pagliacci, and the only thing that I saw was on my mind was it was the soundtrack to the demise of America, watching our government continually chip at our rights and our freedoms as if it was there. I don't know. I'm speechless.
I know you're speechless. Denmark has imported Muslims by the tens of thousands. And a new poll amongst these throwbacks, 77% of Muslims in Denmark think the Quran's instructions must be applied fully. That means a 7th century view of the world is now being promulgated in Denmark, while Obama has opened the floodgates to more of them from the Middle East than you can ever imagine. If this is not an outright assault by an army of throwbacks upon Western civilization being orchestrated by American progressives, tell me what is. It's a war out there, and all of you know that you're involved in a war. All of you recognize it and feel it in your heart. You know there's a war. There's a war against everything that you believe in, everything dear to you. And it's being orchestrated by several generals, one of whom resides right here in the White House. His name is, do I have to say it to you? It's not Bernie Sanders.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
When I see, when I go out in San Francisco at night and walk around, I see the young Chinese people. It's a largely Asian city. And I see young Chinese eating and drinking. I said, they're the only hope we have, the last bulwark against radical Islam. They're not going to accept Sharia law. Yeah, go ahead. Try to convert mainland China. Go make my day. That's why the Chinese joined the Russians, by the way, in attacking ISIS. Because they want to kill all the Uyghurs who came from Uyghur. The Uyghurs are Chinese Muslims from a previous invasion going back centuries when the Arabs invaded the belly of China and converted millions of people to Islam through the sword, through the flame, through rapes. This is the history of Islam. It's always been through violence. It's not the religion of peace. Christianity, by the way, had a long period of conquest and conversion. You know that. But right now it's Islam doing what they've been doing for 1,000 years or more, which is trying to drag everyone back to the 7th century. Anyway, the Chinese have sent their own special forces to fight alongside the Russians and to hunt down and find the Uyghurs, the Chinese Muslims, and kill them in Syria because they don't want them coming back to cause trouble in China. Wouldn't it be nice if Barry from Honolulu said, any American who joins ISIS or Al-Qaeda, you're losing your American passport, you're not coming back here. Why is he not doing that? Answer, I don't know. Now, the more I listen to Trump, who I'm 100% for, I've told you, I mean, I don't mince words. I'm not like hedging my bet. I love Donald Trump. I think he could save America. He's truly a nationalist. In my opinion, he's as close as we're going to get to a real nationalist in this day and age. When I listen to his speeches, sometimes I think I'm listening to my own words. So I'm thinking, and this has been going on a long time because it started with one of my previous books, my 17-point plan for saving America. A lot of those points wound up in his. It's not like because I'm so smart. It's either his staffers are listening to me and writing it up as though it's their own, or he likes me so much he's listening in his limos and then channeling me because he knows that I really have a stethoscope to the heartbeat of America. 21 years, believe me, you learn some things about America. But he's willing to say what everyone knows to be true. And yes, I'm going to tell you something. In my great new book, Government Zero, which will be out in 2 weeks, you can buy it on Amazon, I have a chapter entitled Zero Strategy Against ISIS. And one of the subheads is The Enemies Within. Where is the media? We are the new good Germans. Islam's thousand-year war in the West. Direct action for nuclear Iran. Denying the global threat. But then we zip up to Chapter 7, and I write these subheads. Tell me if you agree or disagree. What country is this? Sleeper cells amongst us. Leaving Christians to the wolves. The sleepers awaken. Importing crime. Importing disease. Importing socialism. Illegal immigration for profit. Can we get America back? And that segues nicely into Zero Religion, Lenin's Pope. And I talk about politicizing the papacy, channeling Lenin, the power of religious authority. The Pope attacks free speech. The Pope promotes junk science. The real agenda behind the climate change scam, the Marxist encyclical on care for our communist home. And I know just where the Pope is coming from because I've researched him for 6 months now. Here's a little story for you. Top of MichaelSavage.com. Denmark, 77% of Muslims think Quran's instructions must be applied fully. They're importing 7th and 8th century throwbacks who believe that the Quran must be factually followed to the letter of the law. 77% of Muslims think a Quran's instructions must be applied fully. Why would you bring any of them to a Western nation unless you're a suicidal liberal? Why? Can anyone answer that question? Research show that Islam is the only religion where people become more violent the more they practice their faith. Did you know that? A poll among Muslims in Denmark shows this. Well, I can go on and on, but you don't want to know that. You don't want to know it. You have your heads in the sand. Many of you are liberals. You're good people. And you want to believe everything will work out. You want to believe that eventually that Muslims will stop being fanatical. When they get here, they're going to change and become good liberals. Is that true? Is that what you really believe? Or do you just want to make believe this problem will go away? How could you not see what's going on? In New York, 2 days ago, a Muslim, an Arab, threw a Molotov cocktail at two Jewish boys in religious garb, just walking the streets, one in the afternoon. Bottle caps thrown at a Jewish mom from mosque, NYPD says, no hate crime. It wasn't a hate crime. Arabs can't commit a hate crime. Only white males with blonde hair and blue eyes can commit hate crimes to the psychopathic world that we're living in. So look, we have a problem on our hands because you know and I know this is the last election we're going to have in this country where anything matters. Either Trump wins or I would say any conservative light wins. The only one who I would not vote for, I'm going to sit out the election. If Rubio is the choice, I don't vote. He is no different than Hillary Clinton. Rubio is a creation. Rubio is a fiction. Rubio is an ice cream bar created by Sheldon Adelson and the guy who owns Larry Ellison. They found this guy, young, allegedly good-looking, if that's your type, with an O at the end of his name, Hispanic. That was it. And they created him. He's a creation. He's a total open borders guy. I don't know anything about him that is at all appealing. He's too lightweight to be a president. But then after Obama, anybody would do. But if Rubio's the choice, I personally am not voting. I'm not voting at all. I'm sitting the election out. I'm not voting for open borders. Wouldn't live with myself. It's that simple. N'importe où Dieu du monde. And I don't know where that is, for those of you who speak the French lingo. 1994, I said it. Republican, Democrat, one-party system, oligarchy. All my terms and phrases articulated in every one of my books, and most particularly now in my new book, Government Zero. Black Lives leader defends looting in a Yale lecture. We are living in such a debased society that a street vermin called a Black Lives leader, a street vermin, a street rat from Black Lives Matter, whatever that means, was invited to teach at Yale as a guest lecturer. Could you imagine what's happened to our universities, that they take street scum and turn them into lecturers? This is right out of Mao Zedong's China, where they took garbage and turned them into heroes, and took heroes and turned them into garbage. So they take the street rat from Black Lives Matter, and he's teaching at Yale, and he gives an article and a speech in defense of looting. Teaching at Yale in defense of looting. And you should see the white teachers who hired him. All of those useless putzes with their legs crossed. All those sheeple men. Oh, look at the black activist. Oh, yes, black activist. Yes, looting. Yes, we believe in looting. Yes, that's a thing. That's a way to get even with society. Yes. That's the society you're living in. That's your society. I'm not going to blame Barack Obama for it, but he is a symptom of the very same thing. That's how a non-entity like him could have been elected to the presidency to begin with. Who was he? Who was this guy? Nobody. He never even showed up in Congress. He was too lazy to show up in Congress when he was a senator. But you made him president. Why? Because you're a white, guilty person. I mean, you'd expect people of color to vote for him, right? Why would people not vet a man like him? And look where we are 7 years later. Take a look at it. Take a look at this. So now it gets even better. Your president goes on CBS News with Steve Croft, who's perhaps the last newsman left in television journalism, and he gets angry at Steve Croft because Steve Croft dare challenge him by saying the world is getting more unstable under this unstable president of ours. So Steve Croft catches him in his weakness. As I said to you 1,000 times, maybe you'll hear me now. Teddy Roosevelt said, talk softly and carry a big stick. Obama's reversed it. Talk loudly and carry a broken limp stick. So now one reporter has the guts to stand up to this fraud, this psychopath in the White House, and he's, let me ask you a question. When he knows the whole world's laughing at him behind his back, but actually he doesn't know the world's laughing at him behind his back because he is protected by barrier after barrier of sorority girls who doesn't even, they don't even let him know what the world is snickering at him behind his back. They see him as a weak, ineffectual leader. The only guts he has is to attack the American people. The only guts he has to attack the Republican Party, which doesn't even exist. But when it comes to real world leaders on the real stage, Putin made him look like a chump. Putin made your president look like the chump he has always been. Now, you're listening to not a man talking to himself, but a very important man. You're listening to the number one streaming radio show in the United States of America. That is talk radio show. With an astounding, unprecedented 27 share. You can dismiss it if you want, but dismiss it at your own expense, because you'll be lying only to yourself. No one's ever seen numbers like this before. And a streaming radio show indicates that a younger audience is listening to this show. The very audience that everybody in the radio business covets is tuning into this show on the internet, on Android devices, on iPhones, whatever they may be. And the only comparison is old Rush Limbaugh at a 13.7 share. I don't do that to denigrate him, but I'm in a very competitive business, and I'm winning. And you got to know I'm winning, and there's a reason you got to know I'm winning, because my message is resonating with America. My message is resonating with the young Americans. My message is getting out there. So don't think you're alone. You see, the way the radical left works is they want to marginalize you, not only societally, but in your own head. They want you to believe that you're a little crazy. They want you to believe that your own thoughts are out of step with the real America. But you are the real America. They are the criminals who have hijacked the nation. They have stolen the nation right out from under our feet like Houdini. Like out of a hat, they stole it from us. They stole it from us when we're the power. We are the people. We're the workers. We're the taxpayers. Not Black Lives Matter. Not people who burn and loot and shoot police. They're the refuse of society. The rubbish of society burns and loots. But the country is so upside down that they invite the leader of this refuse to teach at Yale University, and he gives a lecture on why looting is justified and it's a victimless crime. Tell that to the Korean store got burned down. Tell that to the black lady whose beauty parlor was set on fire. On that pleasant note, I'll take a break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I hope that there's a little bit of a fight tonight. You know, I doubt it. It's all been rigged. And, you know, if you think I'm saying it, that I'm a right-wing conspiracy guy. One of the candidates on the stage tonight, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, has repeatedly denounced the debate schedule as rigged. He's accused the DNC of tilting the process in favor of you-know-who, Hillary Clinton. Of course, that's what it is. And the other guy on the stage, Bernie Sanders, the commie, has been less strident in his criticism. But even the commie has said Democrats are dead wrong to limit the number of debates. The communist said, I think this country benefits, all people benefit. Democracy benefits when we have debates. And I want to see more of them, Sanders said in August. I think the debates are a good thing. But Wasserwoman Schultz, one of the meanest people in the history of American politics, one of the worst women to ever walked on the political stage, is like a fascist dictator. She has limited the debate. She's limited the number of people on the stage. She locked out an up-and-coming Democrat called Gabbard, who has vocally criticized Obama's strategy against the Islamic State in Iraq, because Gabbard is a war veteran. That's why this communist socialist hag from Brooklyn won't let her talk. How can you as a Democrat have any faith in your party when even those in the Democrat Party who have some scintilla of self-respect know that this is a stooge right out of the Soviet Union? And you let a woman like Wasserwoman Schultz take over your party? That's the face of the party? That's a big tent in your idea? That's a big tent. You know, I've been tweeting during the show, and here are the three tweets that have been sent out. Michael Savage says, the Hip Hop Awards will outdraw the Democratic debate tonight, 3-1. Michael Savage tweeted today, Bernie Sanders is a Trojan horse for Hillary. He's been selected to make her look centrist. Michael Savage tweeted the following. A president I respected, Eisenhower, was a war hero. I felt safe in America. Do you actually feel safe with Obama in office? So look forward to me tweeting, live tweeting during tonight's debates. I figure what's good for Trump is good for me. Because, I mean, I'm going to sit through it. I have a large audience. I have a fairly large Twitter, Facebook following. And I don't have a radio show, but this is a wonderful thing to do. You make no money. There's no ads. But at least I'll get my opinions out. I mean, the first thing I'll probably tweet on is on Bernie Sanders' suit. The first thing I'm going to look at and see if it's used or new, if he bought it at Bloomingdale's on sale, or he had it pressed and cleaned. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hillary will be in a pink pants suit, no doubt, that nobody will see. She'll be the Pink Panther. And O'Malley, I genuinely don't know who he is. I know he exercises a lot. That's all I know. I don't know anything about him. He's the governor of Maryland. That should tell you everything you need to know. That's the place where Baltimore was burned to the ground, and he did nothing. Another great leader. Baltimore was burning, and O'Malley wasn't there. End of story. Another great leader. So I asked you today, what questions would you like to ask Bernie, the commie, Sanders, and Clinton? What do you think of Anderson Blooper? Take a quick caller in the remaining 2 minutes of the show. Raymond on KBOI, fire away. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment. I love it when you talk about your brother as the father of a handicapped son myself. That man has taught me volumes.
You're right. And I don't want to go on and on because people who do not have a handicapped individual in their lives or that never had one will not understand this. Life is so cheap in America today that people who are less than perfect are dismissed as useless. But I have said to you, my audience, and to my family itself, and no, I'm not sad when I think about my silent brother who died too young, who never spoke a word. I don't think he ever saw a sunrise or a sunset. How sad that is. And died in an institution. He taught me how to speak to animals and how to communicate with the silent animals, audiences. I can speak to leaves, and I think in that sense, he was the greatest teacher I ever had. And anyone who has a handicapped person in their life understands the struggle it is, and also that there are rewards. Unfortunately, the progressives in this society have dismissed people who are less than perfect as wasted members of society. And Jerry Brown should be ashamed of himself through eternity of having written in the suicide law, because as sure as I am sitting in here, standing here right now in front of this microphone, in time, not tomorrow, in time, this assisted suicide law that Jerry Brown, the great progressive, wrote into law the other night, will be used to force euthanasia upon the less than perfect in our society. And on those sad notes, I invite you to not watch this progressive Islamist debate tonight. Nothing will be true. Nothing will touch reality. But what do you expect from a man as empty as Anderson Cooper? This is Michael Savage saying God bless America and thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow right here on your local station.